99.9 is KOLA, San Bernardino, Riverside.
Jesse Duran and Irma Blanco in the morning.
Classic hits all day long.
Cola 99.9. Hey, it's Jesse Duran and Irma Blanco at 6:06. And when your last name is Weed, you could say possession of this controlled substance is kind of your destiny. We're going to blaze up a cola can of crazy after Blondie. Hang on.
It's time to open up a cola can of crazy.
Hey, Cola 99.9. Good morning. It's Jesse Duran and Irma Blanco. And how did a man named Thomas Weed live up to his name last week?
I can only imagine.
Let's go to Grass Valley, California.
Stop it. There's really a place called Grass Valley, California.
Where else would this story take place, right?
It gets better and better.
That's where 47-year-old Thomas Weed was on his way to a court appearance. Yeah, already. He's on his way to court appearance last week.
He's already in trouble.
And he sped past a couple of cops, pulled into the courthouse, and took up two parking spots.
That guy.
Well,
it's even worse.
They stopped Mr. Weed inside the courthouse, and since he was already on probation, well, they searched his car, and guess what they found?
Wait, let me guess. Mr. Weed in Grass Valley. I don't know. Do the math.
It's the joke that writes itself,
it
yes.
It totally does. Yeah, you can't even write this.
He had several bags of marijuana in his possession. Plus a pile of pizza boxes and some meth for good measure.
Oh, my goodness.
He'll be now spending much more time in said courthouse. Meanwhile, let's stay in Northern California, shall we? Where a Starbucks yesterday in Rohnert Park had a random goat just wander around inside the local Starbucks there.
Wanted a latte.
Nobody had any idea why or where this goat came from. It was just wandering around the Starbucks.
Interesting. That's very strange.
Goat owners showed up and said, well, this goat of theirs just simply got away. And like you said, was either craving Starbucks or perhaps Starbucks is introducing some new fresh-from-the-tap goat milk.
Ew.
This could catch on.
And that's your Cola Can of Crazy.
Cola 99.9.
Classic hits, Cola 99.9. The only place in L.A. or the I.E. to hear Casey Kasem's American Top 40, the 80s.
And now, you can hear the show at two different times on the weekend.
Saturday mornings 5 till 9. Plus now, Casey counts down the 80s on Sunday nights too, from 7 till 11. Cola 99.9.
WaltersAutoGroup.com.
Cola Fast Traffic.
6:18, good morning. That's your Cola Fast Traffic.
Back to the classics.
Cola 99.9.
Cola 99.9.
Cola 99.9 with Jesse Duran and Irma Blanco. So did you hear about these three guys who got rescued from a deserted island in Micronesia last week?
I love this. I love this story.
They spelled out help on the beach with palm trees and it worked.
Gilligan!
Yeah, you'd think a professor from Gilligan's Island would have came up with this, right? So easy.
Cola 99.9 Celebrity.
Celebrity Scoop.
Good morning. It is 6:28 and I'm Irma Blanco. The big MTV Movie Awards aired last night. And unlike the Oscars, Will Smith got a big award. And yes, he did show up. He won the Generation Award.
I am dedicated to light and to love. So thank you all.
He was very grateful to be there. Very grateful to be asked to be back at another award ceremony, of course. Other big winners include Best Female Performance, Charlize Theron for Mad Max. Best Virtual Performance went to Amy Poehler for Inside Out. And the Best Comedic Performance, Ryan Reynolds in Deadpool.
Yeah, that was a funny movie.
That funny movie, yeah. Movie of the Year, of course, went to Star Wars The Force Awakens.
That are so, so grateful. Thank you very much.
Daisy Ridley, of course, who plays Rey. J.J. Abrams was right next to her, all of them accepting the award. We got the complete list of winners on our website right now, colafm.com, including some videos. We got some other photos and stuff like that as well. So go check that out for today. Also over the weekend, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony. Steve Miller criticized the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame during his own induction.
Wow.
He asked the institution on stage to be a little more inclusive to women. And then backstage, he really had a say.
I think it's a reality TV show.
Whoa.
But he showed up anyway.
Yeah.
Well. Took his award. And then took that moment to say, move on.